A longtime program serving substance abuse addicts in the Monroe County Jail is on its way out. WFHB News Director Joe Crawford has more on that story for today's WFHB Community Report.
Reporting for WFHB, I'm Joe Crawford. For the past 7 years, Christopher Haynes has led meetings in a special dorm at the Monroe County Jail. The dorm is set aside for inmates with addiction issues. Haynes spends an hour a week talking with inmates on subjects including meditation and spirituality. Participants have described activities ranging from the dissection of Leonard Cohen lyrics to discussions based on interviews with monks to frank conversations about their spiritual views. Haynes is a volunteer, as are the inmates. In a conversation this morning, he pointed out that inmates choose to participate in the addiction program, even though it means they live with less privacy in an area of the building without windows.
In spite of the fact that dorm is less desirable and considerably so in significant ways, these men volunteer for that. They're told what it's like, what they're moving into, and they still want it because it gives them not only access to the programming, but it gives them a 24-hour communal environment with other people who are interested in bettering themselves, which they report is, you know, not at all the environment that is found in the other jail blocks.
The program that takes place in that dorm is called Addicts in Recovery, or AIR, and it's facilitated by a number of volunteers like Haynes. The program is operated by New Leaf, New Life, a nonprofit organization with a mission to promote better conditions in the jail, reduce recidivism, and help inmates successfully re-enter society. And although Haynes and others are still eager volunteers, the program appears to be ending, at least for now.
As people have been leaving, no new inmates have been coming into that dorm now for a few weeks, so their numbers have already dwindled to maybe half of the full dozen limit there.
The reason for the end of the Addicts in Recovery dorm is complicated, and it goes back to 2014, when the state legislature passed laws attempting to reform the criminal justice system in Indiana. But basically, the volunteer-run program is being replaced. There's currently only one area of the county jail building where an outside agency is allowed to sort of run things. There are other places where organizations like Alcoholics Anonymous and New Leaf New Life and others can hold meetings or do programming, but there's just one housing area set aside for exactly that purpose, and that's the area that has been, until now, space for the Addicts in Recovery dorm. But starting next month, the area will house a related but very different program facilitated by Centerstone, a much larger organization that provides community-based mental health and addiction services. The director of grants and specialized services at Centerstone, Jennifer Fillmore, says her organization's work at the jail is funded through a state initiative called Recovery Works, which began after the passage of criminal justice reforms.
Most of the time, if someone is in the jail, you can't go in there and see them. If they have Medicaid, for example, you can't get reimbursed for that service. But with Recovery Works, since it's focused on criminal justice population, they've allowed providers to go in and provide services before the person is released back into the community. So Centerstone has been partnering with the Sheriff's Department, and we've been going into the jail, and we've been completing assessments 30 days before someone is released back into the community. And we've been doing some life skills case management to prepare that person for that transition to the community. 30 days is a very limited time when you're talking about folks that have serious and persistent substance use and mental health disorders, who are often homeless and have a whole slew of other problems that they're trying to deal with. So the Division of Mental Health and Addiction recognized that this wasn't long enough, and they put out a request for proposals that went to all the sheriff's offices throughout the state of Indiana. Because we were already working so closely with the Monroe County Jail, the sheriff approached us, and we jointly wrote an application saying, we would love to be able to start offering services to people 90 days before release. We feel like that's more time, you know, it allows for more preparation for the person when they're being released into the community.
That new state-funded program is taking the physical space currently used by New Leaf New Life to run the Addicts in Recovery dorm. And there are some important differences between those two programs. For one, the old program served exclusively inmates who volunteered for it. There was no tangible incentive beyond the programming itself. But according to Fillmore, participants in the new program could be there because they're court-ordered.
Can they self-refer? Yes. But they could also be referred by the judge or probation if they violated probation, or, you know, prosecutor or public defender's office.
For Haynes, that distinction is important. He notes the significance of having a group of inmates who have chosen to seek help. He also points out that the Addicts in Recovery dorm served many county jail inmates who were preparing to ship off to state prisons, places where, by the way, drug use is often a major issue. The new Centerstone program will serve a different population, inmates that are about to be released back into the community.
It serves a very different need, and I understand that there is a need for the kind of program that's envisioned there.
Fillmore from Centerstone and the jail administrator, Sam Crow, both emphasized today that the new program will be, quote, evidence-based, and that the facilitators will be licensed and accredited. When asked whether the Addicts in Recovery dorm over the years has been a success, Crow said he simply didn't have enough numbers.
That's one of those things that I can't answer because they don't provide me with statistics on it. And that's one of the problems that we've had with that program is that we don't have enough information on it. You know, they've been doing it for several years, and I just can't get statistics. The prior administration wasn't able to get statistics. So I really can't tell you how it's performing.
While Crow says he doesn't have the numbers, letters of support from inmates would suggest that at least some do very much believe in the program. In one letter provided to WFHB, an inmate writes that, quote, though the faces and interests of the air dorm inmates change, the desire for the inmates to introspectively look at their lives and express themselves in a creative way has never changed, unquote. Haynes says he sees a need for the Centerstone program, but he also thinks there's a reason to have a volunteer-run program like the air dorm.
The inmates in the air dorm very much appreciate the nature of the program they have had. They especially appreciate that programs are being led by volunteers, by people that are there out of a sense of service and love and, you know, not professional obligation. And that means a great deal to them.
To be clear, New Leaf, New Life as an organization will continue to operate within the Monroe County Jail. They'll continue to run transition programs, enrichment programs, and others. Crow and Fillmore both said they would look for ways to incorporate New Leaf, New Life into the new Centerstone program. For WFHB, I'm Joe Crawford.